The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you continue to listen to Tony Curry Radio, we greatly appreciate you. We run these shows back to back because there's Michael Coleman on both of these, Mission Minded and BBB, Bite by Bite. I'm Tony Curry right here on TKR, Tony Curry Radio. Get that app like 100,000 folks have already done. We're blowing and going with 19 different shows, and this show is specific to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And recently there has been some big changes at the top of Feeding America, which you work directly with. Actually, Claire, who Claire Botno. Claire. She was actually on our show. You can go back and listen to that podcast. Yeah. It was fantastic. We actually, I think, got three shows out of it. She was fantastic. And she's deciding to move on from being the head of the Feeding America fortress, if you will. And we were talking about changes at the top and how this sometimes could be a good thing.
It can be. You get people fresh ideas. I remember when I started a nonprofit, I did it for 7 years and grew it from an idea. Left it in 2019 to come to Birmingham. And I was beginning to recognize that my thinking had gotten a little stale. Need somebody to come in and look with fresh eyes and improve some of the things I was doing. It can just be incredibly difficult, especially when we start operating, leaders operate in a vacuum sometimes and don't really solicit outside help. And it's just tough to stay. I have to be very intentional to see what are the latest technological changes and new things. And part of that is I'm blessed that I enjoy learning new ways to make things better. What I'm finding is, though, it can really upset the apple cart when I think I'm trying to bring about positive change. You know, people, for better or for worse, they get locked in and they like what they view as certainty. And I get there's a certain level of comfort with that. So Claire came in and she, I think, before I even came to the network, but very in a very adept way, transitioned from a top-down approach to a part. We're partners in this together. And so when I give her so much credit for changing the culture, it's really about that. And that affects how we then, it gives a great example of how we're supposed to act with or should act with our partner agencies who work in the communities and help distribute the food that we source. You know, they don't work for us. They're doing it because they're passionate about caring for those in their community. And so we try to also treat them as partners and not subordinates to us. But, you know, one of the great books, Who Moved My Cheese, is a simple little book. And it's all about, you know, it's been around for a long, long time, but it's kind of the go-to for just a simple explanation of the challenge with change. And so I don't have any idea right now who's going to be the new person coming in, but whoever they are, they're going to come in with a view. And I like what Claire's done. I want to follow and I'm going to tweak some. Everybody's going to bring their own style. And no matter which direction she tweaks it, he or she tweaks it, there's going to be people that it affects because we have 200 food bank CEOs and that's a large spectrum of conservative approaches to more progressive approaches. You know, who California serves on a day-to-day basis is a much different population than who Alabama food banks serve on a day-to-day basis. So they're never going to make that, but that's part of leadership. You have a challenge of coming in and expressing an idea and trying to get people on board. I'm experiencing that right now. We have four affiliated food banks, one in Dothan, one in Auburn, one in Tuscaloosa, and one in Selma. And they have been doing things. I try to let them operate as autonomously as possible, just like Feeding America lets. So I'm contracted with Feeding America. They're contracted with us. That makes us all a part of the network. But I have a responsibility. We're doing data sharing now with Feeding America, which means instead of doing quarterly reports, they can reach down into our system and pull data out at any time. And that helps for a myriad of reasons. It gives you updated information. We don't have to get into the preparing the reports every quarter, but I now have to go to the four affiliated food banks and get them to automate on the same system we are. And look, they do wonderful things, wonderful jobs. I'm very complimentary. But just like anybody else, they're like, well, wait a minute. We've been doing this for so long. Why do we have to change? And it's so typical. It's just amazing how we get into who moved my cheese. I just want to encourage listeners out there that no matter if it's organizationally or personally, you know, there's nothing wrong if somebody is requiring change. It could be a new leader. It could be in a church with a new pastor, you know, new leader at work. It could even be in the home where your philosophy begins to change. You could become more conservative. It's just a lot, or you could become more progressive. It's just a lot of different things. But, you know, there's an old saying, if you're the same person you were at age 40 that you were at age 20, you've pissed away 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, we have to learn, we have to grow. And that involves thinking differently. So if I think I'm open and all of a sudden somebody comes along and I'm comfortable with, I feel like I'm doing something well, somebody comes along and mandates that change, there's nothing wrong with me exploring and trying to understand, okay, what is the change rooted in? What is it? How's it going to affect you as a higher organization? How's it going to affect me? What hoops now am I going to have to jump through? How's it going to affect my staff? How's it going to affect our productivity? All of those. And those are all legitimate questions. And you explore that and maybe offer alternatives. So here's what I think a healthy exchange looks like. If somebody comes to me and says, Michael, let's say Feeding America comes and says, you're going to now have to do this. Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, let's take the data sharing I was just mentioning. Okay. Their goal is by December of 2027 that 100% of food banks are all data sharing. Right now, the goal for this December, 2 years away from that, is 50%. So they want to add, it's a lot of food, a lot of movement. So the question is, okay, you want to move in that direction. We can do it now or we're going to have to do it then. But the bottom line is we're going to have to change. Okay. So help me understand why that's good for you as a parent organization and tell me why it's good for me. And they've done a great job of trying to explain how it's not only good for the organizations, there's wins in it, but it's also good for the people. It helps us with disaster relief, respond faster. It helps us shift food where the needs are, just on and on and on. And I'm like, okay. So then I go back and ask myself, wow, okay, what's my resistance to it? Well, the only resistance is I may not want to go through a change. And what happens is people just are reflexively resistant, you know? And when they do that, what ends up happening is you lose a lot of credibility because you just look like you're just resistant to change, that you no longer are interested in doing what's best. You're now wanting to do what's most comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're a leader at a subordinate, you can lose a lot of personal credibility just by being reflexively resistant to change. So one of the things I'm trying to do is lead with Feeding America. We're doing this with Feeding America. Here are the wins, and here are going to be the wins for you. This is going to be a good thing. And trying to sell it to them rather than mandate it. Now, do I have the authority to mandate it? Yes, just like Feeding America ultimately has the authority to mandate it, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not the approach you want to go. You don't want to lead with a heavy fist, a hammer approach. You don't want to do that. You want to say, look, this is a win. This is all of us collectively getting better. And, you know, I know you may not see it. I know you may not feel it. And I just want to encourage people going along with something or going through changes doesn't mean you're a sellout. It doesn't mean you can't ask hard questions, because I would be the first one to go, well, you're putting us at a disadvantage by doing this, and having that discussion with them. But if you come up with lots of times resistance is couched as, oh, well, I don't want to do this. And underneath, there's really issues that you never get to, which are fear, uncertainty, loss of control. Those are the real issues. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about, oh, well, we're not going to be as effective, or why is there always got to be changed? And so let's be adults. Let's face change. Let's focus on the positive. Trust me, you're going to be so much more happy. Your organization is going to be so much better if you just get into that culture. Like, let's always look to do our best and just be in a mindset of, we're always open to doing what's going to serve our people better.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.